And now this is a dictation. For Sue, S-U-E, Trimble, T-S in today, R-I-M-B-L-E, March 28, 38, address as a letter to Dr. Vadlamudi, V-S in Victor, A-D-L-A-M-U-D-I. Dear Dr. Vladimir, follow up Mrs. Trimble. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, left side nephrectomy, last visit August. Recent fall, triple. Some stitches on her head, negative workup, no loss of consciousness, no focal deficit, no anti-inflammatory agents. Has been treated for UTI antibiotics, some memory issues, hard of hearing, edema, no present vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no chest pain palpitation or change of dyspnea, no pyrolemma tidal hemoptysis, review system negative, medication list review. I want to highlight lisinopril, hydralazine, Norvasc, Lasix. Blood pressure 166 over 40 on the right side. Lungs are clear. Regular breathing, has an aortic systolic murmur. No pericardial rap, no ascites, 2 plus edema, non-focal. Most recent chemistries. From December, normal sodium potassium, acid base, normal albumin calcium, GFR 50, creatinine 1.08. Anemia 11.3, large red blood cells 100, normal white blood cell platelet. Emergency room workup, CT scan negative for acute process. CT scan of the chest, there is a right apical nodule. Already visualized back in July. Coronary artery calcifications. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression. Prior left side nephrectomy. Blood pressure systolic high. Tolerating full dose of lisinopril among other blood pressure medications. She has chronic hydronephrosis. Lasix nuclear medicine did not show evidence of delay. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium or bicarbonate replacement, no need for phosphorus binders. I'm going to update renal Doppler to assess for renal artery stenosis, as she has only one kidney. all issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation,